brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, we're talking to Porter Stansberry, an amazing financial analyst, and he's stating the facts. The states, the counties are already bankrupt. We haven't even seen but a very small portion of the iceberg. The federal government's bankrupt. It's already losing its AAA rating with the Chinese and others. When that becomes official, we'll be like Greece or Ireland. Then tomorrow will go up even more, and we will become like Argentina or Nigeria. And notice that Will Ferrell's new movie, at the end of it, it's about corrupt bankers, says the answer is tax the top 2%. They don't tell you that the top 2% are people making over $200,000 a year, most of them. Those are the people that actually still buy stuff, that still have employees. It's the mega rich that are actually pushing all this against the middle class. Porter, you were talking about, will we stand for this? What's your take on it?
You know, I don't have that answer. It's not just a financial, it's a financial problem, but the solution has to be political. And I don't know how you solve that, these problems, when, again, more than half the people out there don't pay any federal taxes. So it's to their incentive to vote for more spending. And I don't know how you win, you know, a political contest, a popularity contest, by promising people they're going to get a lot less from the government.
Well, in a republic, this would be illegal. But in a democracy, two wolves and a sheep, the two wolves are going to vote to eat Porter Stansberry.
That's right. That's right. I suggested in my newsletter recently that people should get as many votes as they have paid dollars in taxes. And then that would change the incentives of the structure pretty tremendously. Of course, that'll never happen. But it gives you a sense of how warped the incentives right now are in our democracy.
Well, that's why we're in trouble, because the big money, the Hollywood people, are getting ready to burn the middle class. When it's the big mega elite that have actually gotten all the power out of this, it's just so frightening. But I guess the only answer is all we can do is try to inform people, but also protect ourselves. And you've got a huge team of experts and analysts. It's all covered in the free video, endofamerica3.com, just, you know, the number three, endofamerica3.com. Porter, I should have asked you this earlier because we're almost out of time. Is there a number for people that aren't online if they want to call and find out about all the amazing research and different newsletters and information that Stansberry Research has available?
Alex, I'm sorry, but no. You know, we really sell our stuff online. I don't have that number.
I understand. Folks should get to the library then, or they should get to their neighbors, because this is invaluable info. Again, endofamerica3.com, End of America as we know it. Porter, in a minute and a half, what are some basic solutions for the average person?
The most important thing to do, Alex, is real simple. You have to own some real money. And that means gold bullion and silver bullion. And, you know, you don't have to get fancy. You don't have to buy the rare coins. Just go buy some regular gold and silver bullion, put it someplace safe. And then if you have a lot of assets, you want to do some investing, I highly recommend becoming a little bit of an expert in agriculture and in energy. So that means a lot of the new gas resources, a lot of the new kind of oil companies that are beginning to produce onshore in the United States. And that means, of course, large seed companies and other kinds of ag businesses that are well run and managed. And, you know, those are the focuses right now of the newsletter that I write for Stansberry Research.
Well, I was reading stuff you wrote 4 years ago saying get into agra, and that's been a great investment, one of the only things that's been good other than gold and silver.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's been our focus for some time, because we've been afraid of this, the risk of this kind of an inflation. And we've been following the numbers for a long time. As you know, that's what led us to avoid the disasters and the banks and with General Motors and stuff like that. But all this debt that was causing all those corporate problems has been shifted onto the U.S. Treasury, and it has never been repaid, and it's not going away.
Porter Stansberry, I want to get you up for a full hour very soon. We really appreciate you coming on short notice today. The website to see the free video is endofamerica3.com. Porter, have a great new year. We know it's going to be a crazy one next year. God bless you.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
Thank you so much, Porter. There was Porter Stansberry. I'm Alex Jones. Mark Stipnosky. Straight ahead, stay with us.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Tony Zambodi, a mechanical engineer and part of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, now with over 1,200 members worldwide, as our guest, along with somebody else who really doesn't need any introduction. He's been a guest on this broadcast before. He's a great lover of liberty, former American football offensive lineman in the National Football League, Mark Stepnoski, career in the NFL, spent with the Dallas Cowboys, where he won, what, 2 Super Bowls, and, of course, 5-time Pro Bowler. Doesn't get any better than that, and it's great having Mark with us. But I tell you, not only did I grow up in Dallas and a fan of the Dallas Cowboys growing up, I have to admit now that all I do is fight the globalist. I can't even really enjoy a football game anymore. All I think about is this stuff. But I'm even a bigger fan of Mark, not just for his determination on the football field, but how that same spirit translates into standing up many years ago when it wasn't as popular to talk about 9/11 truth. But he saw the evidence, he did it. And the same thing goes for our engineer friend, Mr. Sam Bodie. Now, they're going to make a big announcement here today. Mark Stepnoski stepping up to the plate yet again. I'm honored that 5-6 months ago, they launched the Building What campaign here on this show. And my listeners donated the lion's share of the original money to put the Building What campaign, dealing with Building 7 that nobody knows about, on New York TV.
Since then, it's been covered by hundreds of newspapers, dozens and dozens of international TV networks. Geraldo Rivera has now had Mr. Zambodi and also one of the fathers of someone who died on his show and said that now he sees that 9/11 truth, Bob McElveny, that now this should be investigated and that he's suspicious of Building 7. But even more, and this was covered by CNN even, this was covered by George Soros' people attacking this show and attacking him and calling for his firing, Judge Andrew Napolitano, the co-host of Glenn Beck on his TV show, the guy with his own show on Fox Business with Lou Dobbs, came on this show without my prompting a month ago and said the official story of 9/11 is impossible and that it should be seen as the JFK assassination as a fraud. And the system has come after him, and you notice he hadn't been fired because this is becoming the mainstream view. We have major polls like the New York Times, Angus and Reid, where 83% don't believe the official story. Kennedy assassination polls are upwards of 90% believe the official story is a lie. And it's because of people's courage, like Andres von Bülow, the former head of German defense, coming out and saying it was an inside job. The former Italian president coming out. The number three in the Japanese government coming out on this show saying inside job. Because of so many family members and prominent people and emergency first responders and police officers that survived, the evidence is coming out. Six of the ten 9/11 commission are saying it's all a lie and a fraud. Mr. Farmer, the head lawyer, saying it's a, quote, criminal cover-up by the Pentagon. Ventura coming out, his show, I mean, and believe me, they've gone through a lot of harassment and intimidation over that. Homeland Security's trying to shut the show down. You heard Ventura 2 weeks ago break the news here that they have banned the police state episode. I mean, this is a big issue, and it's about honor, it's about courage. And so, Mark Stepnosky, do you want to make the announcement here on the show today of what you've announced you're going to do this week?
Certainly, yeah. I've pledged $10,000 to this second round of the Building What campaign in order to pay to have these commercials appear on the air again in New York City. So, you know, hopefully your listeners will respond like they did before and be willing to put a little bit of their money into the pot and try to do what corporate television won't do. And that's show this building collapse on TV so that people can get a look at it, some of them for the first time, and you know, maybe it'll affect their judgment about what happened that day.
Now, Mark, and then I want to get Tony's take on this. For those that don't know, because we're on so many AM and FM stations, there's new folks tuning into this for the first time right now. What does the Building What campaign deal with? Why is it called Building What?
It deals solely with Building 7. The third tower, they collapsed on 9/11 at about 5:20 in the afternoon. The people responsible for this campaign and for getting these television commercials on the air is NYC CAN, New York City Coalition for Accountability Now. They attempted a couple years ago to have this issue considered by the City Council of New York. They wanted to present this issue, have witnesses, and somehow spur a separate investigation by City Council in New York. And during that time period, when one of the members of NYC CAN mentioned Building 7 while addressing the judge for the city, his comment was, "Building what?" Because, like many people, apparently he wasn't familiar with that building or the fact that it collapsed that day. So that kind of, in a nutshell, crystallizes public opinion about this issue and the lack of information and the lack of awareness about what happened to Building 7. So that is how it became the name of the campaign.
Well, it's beautiful, and we're going to give folks the URL out in a moment to the Building What website. We're also going to play the original ad. But, Mark, I'm telling you, this campaign was a lot more successful than I even thought it would be. When I asked my listeners, you know, if they believed in it, to donate to it up front with that original seed money, and then others joined in, I wasn't sure it would have any effect at all, but I knew that laying down would certainly be ineffective. I mean, what's the old saying that that winners never quit and quitters never win, or you can say it the other way, that that quitters never win and winners never quit. But certainly now it's caused a chain reaction. BBC, RT, Al Jazeera, Fox, CNN, and it clearly spurred courage for Geraldo Rivera. I won't play it again because of time constraints, but he said, wow, I've now met with a family who lost their son. I'm these engineers, Building 7, very suspicious. This needs to be looked into. I'm suspicious. This is legitimate. And then Napolitano on Fox, of all places, to step up with even more courage, and now they've tried to get him fired. We need to stand with him. I mean, you know, this isn't a game here, but I'm really very surprised and very happy at just how effective the Building What campaign has been. So I want to salute everybody involved with it, and, of course, you, Mark, and Mr. Zamboni and everybody else, because we're having an effect here, and the system's got to be scared. Mark, what's your take on that?
Well, I agree. I think the people at NYC CAN deserve a lot of credit. You know, they have worked hard on this issue for years. They have refused to let this issue die. That has mainly come about as a result of the dedication of not only the family members, the remaining family members who are involved with NYC CAN, but all the other institutions and all the other groups of people that are involved, the firefighters, the pilots, like you mentioned, the architects and the engineers, former military and intelligence people. There's a whole lot of credibility behind this movement. And it's not, you know, you have all the different areas represented. You have people whose family members were involved. You have people whose background involves expertise in these areas. Everyone who has reason to be skeptical has joined forces in this group to come together to kind of pierce the censorship bubble that has existed around, you know, the collapse of Building 7. As you mentioned earlier, internationally now for several years, there has been quite a bit of skepticism about the official story of 9/11, and there have been people around the world in leadership positions who have spoken out and have expressed their skepticism. I think fortunately, what this campaign has done here in New York has kind of enabled that to happen to a certain extent in America, because of the media blackout regarding some of the truths of September 11th. I think the public and certainly some politicians have been slow to react compared to what's going on in other countries. But fortunately, it looks like thus far these commercials have served as an impetus to get people to kind of shrug off their apathy and address this issue and look at it with new eyes, so to speak, and you know, hopefully try to do something about it.
So it's almost like some big offensive linemen breaking open a hole so that the truth, that running back, can run right through and get a touchdown.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it's, when you have the truth on your side, it's only a question of time before it comes out. I mean, if you have dedicated people who feel strongly about this issue, who are not going to go away, they have, like I said, for many reasons, a lot of people involved behind this campaign have a lot of incentive to see it succeed. And fortunately, all that dedication and years of hard work is yielding some results right now, which is very encouraging. And that's why I continue to be involved, because, you know, in light of the effect that this has had, everybody who is part of it would certainly like to see it continue.
Well, we're going to come back with Mark Stepnoski and, of course, mechanical engineer Tony Zamboni. Just absolutely amazing. We'll also look back at Building 7 and why it's so important and the key to exposing the cover-up and the fraud that is 9/11 and how 9/11 has now been used for the naked body scanners, the threat fusion centers, the police state, all these illegal wars, and where the Building What campaign is going next. But It's had a huge effect, and we've never been making this much progress for 9/11 Truth. The system is really scared. We'll also talk to Mark and Tony about why they had the courage to go public. You know, why they're doing it. I mean, I know why deep down. I can answer their question for them, because they can't stand corruption. They can't stand lies. They have a sense of justice. We'll discuss it all with these patriots on the other side. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Truth. And we will be victors.
a patriot. Only news links on the Muse website, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I'm not bragging. I'm saying look at the effect. How many other great people of courage are stepping up and standing out? Matt Bellamy at concerts has talked about Inside Job, worn Terror Storm t-shirts promoting my film. As more and more prominent people, Willie Nelson, the list goes on and on, stand up with courage, it's over for the system. It's over. And more people can now have courage standing on the shoulders of people like Mark Stepnoski. Again, two-time Super Bowl winner, five-time Pro Bowler, NFL, Cowboys center. We've also got Tony Zambodi, mechanical engineer, part of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, waking up Geraldo Rivera, chain reaction into Judge Knapp. Very exciting. And this brief segment, we're going to hold you guys throughout the hour, and I appreciate your time. I want to play the Building What ad, give out the website. It's buildingwhat.org. Running through to the end of the year, the next 3 days, today, Thursday, and Friday, he's given 10,000, and he hopes to match those that give 10,000. I'm told our listeners gave about 30 the first time we did this. That sounds like a lot. It's not. But those few ads in New York, because the ad's effective, had a big effect. I want to ask you this first, Tony, before we go come back to Mark Stepnoski. What made you as an engineer start questioning, and what's your whole view of 9/11?
Well, I watched the towers come down live at work. We were in a design review, and we heard that there was a first and then a second plane hit, and at break time, of course, went out to the cafeteria, and most big companies have TVs in the cafeterias. We're watching the towers while they're burning, and next thing you know, one comes down, South Tower, and then a half hour later, the North Tower, and I was shaking my head, wondering where all the energy came from. I'm not saying I was suspicious. It just didn't seem right. And coming home from work that night, I heard about Building 7, and that just perplexed me. I'm thinking it had to be right up next to the towers, been completely gutted. They said there was diesel fires in it they couldn't put out. But it just didn't seem right. Knowing they described the size of the building, and in case anybody doesn't know, most people should know, but they really need to think about it. And I use the football field mark as an analogy here. Imagine being on a football field. That's how big that building was in plan, an area. Each floor is a football field in size. And you would have a large column every 5 yards on the perimeter. Then you'd have the same size columns from the 20-yard line to the 20-yard line, and then three abreast, another 24 in the middle. And imagine that thing coming down at free fall acceleration for 105 feet. This thing was 610 foot tall.
Unbelievable.
It's immense, immense. I don't think people really fully appreciate it when they see the film. The immensity of this building.
So in most cities, it'd be the biggest. In Austin, it'd be the biggest. It'd be the second biggest building in Dallas.
But they're saying in 33 states, it would be the biggest building. Okay, but it's not just the height, Alex. It's the immensity, the size, a football field in width and length, and then 610 foot tall. That's a humongous building. It's absolutely immense. And for that to come down at free fall acceleration, it went over a cliff. And it's not moving, and all of a sudden, boom, it goes into free fall acceleration. That's impossible.
And by the way, NIST had denied for 9 years or 8.5 years at the time that there was free fall. Now they've had to admit there was free fall because under Newtonian physics, as you know as an engineer, it's impossible unless they blew it.
That's right. They played a couple games. First of all, they only measured 2 points. They took an average. And David Chandler, a physicist from California, forced them to admit the free fall, which they admit to as part of it. They had this 5.4 seconds that they say their model comes down in. It comes down to the 29th floor. The first 18 stories you can see, and then it's cut off in the view because of the building in front of it. But they say that first 18 floors came down in 5.4 seconds, but in reality, it was 3.9. So they were 40% over, and they did that because that's all they could get their model to come down in. So their model doesn't replicate the failure. Their model never goes into free fall. So, it was whether it was an attempt at subterfuge or not, it was incorrect, and they did not replicate the failure. And if anybody that's seen And they can see the NIST model on the buildingwatch.org website. Their model doesn't look like what you see in the video at all. There's tremendous deformation of the building at the top.
All right, Tony, stay there. Mark, stay there. We're coming right back. Play the Building What ad. Ask folks to donate. Get into a lot more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's been July.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendabite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendabite.
Extendabite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendabite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
A lot of people early on, when I was talking about 9/11, how they were planning to blow up the World Trade Centers 2 months before it happened, and then on the day that it happened, when I was talking about the controlled demolition, they said it's so rude. Well, the truth isn't rude. The truth is the truth. Buying into a fable that is then used to destroy our republic and our freedoms and have an iron curtain of tyranny lower down over the planet, that is not something that's obviously good for society. Only the truth will set us free. And the truth is there are many governments, the Russians, our own, that it's been declassified as staged terror attacks. And regardless of who you think was really behind it, we know the official story is a lie, is a fraud. And if we don't expose this fraud, then the system is going to continue to use it to bring in a new dark age of control. Talking to Mark Stipnosky. Mark, when did you first start? I think I first interviewed you like 4 or 5 years ago. But when did you first start to question the official fable of 9/11? And why did you decide you know, a guy who'd made tens of millions of dollars, very successful, successful in business, you know, great family. What made you decide to take that plunge and do something that you knew that you could be attacked for?
See, I was skeptical of events the day it happened. And I don't say that, you know, to try and sound like a know-it-all in retrospect, but I say that because leading up to that point, throughout my life, I had read a lot about the Kennedy assassination and the Iran-Contra affair and the Murrah building blowing up in Oklahoma City. I had read a lot about those historical events throughout my life. And, you know, I'd studied them and kind of became aware of the inconsistencies in all those stories and how, you know, what the truth was not something that was highlighted in corporate media. So, you know, as I watched the events unfold that day in 2001, I felt much the way Tony did, although admittedly I am no expert and don't claim to be. But just watching that second tower go down that day, looking at the television, I said to myself, that doesn't look like that's from any kind of fire. You know, I mean, just even myself, a lay person, right, a professional football player at the time, just logic could tell you by watching that on TV that that was an explosion. That was a building disintegrating into powder in front of your eyes that was obviously not from a fire. So my thinking was just to wait and see if the system would correct this issue. You know, as time went on, and you'd like to think that any kind of structures within government that are built to, you know, detect and ferret out corruption and bring people to justice, you'd like to see those mechanisms go into effect. And it appeared to be that way when the 9/11 Commission was first put together, although it was obvious with how long it took and how little money was given to it that it was never really a serious attempt to get to the bottom of things. And then once the commission was finished and the former members spoke out, that view was cemented, and everybody realized that it was just a cover-up. So honestly, it's just, you know, having the misgivings that I originally had and knowing what I knew about previous events where the public was not told the truth, it got to the point where it became apparent that, you know, certain mechanisms were not going to kick in, and the system was not going to correct itself. It became obvious that this corruption was going to go unpunished and that, as you said, this event was going to be used as a pretext for a whole agenda that was put in place, you know, prior to September 11, 2001. So I just reached the point where, like many other concerned citizens who have donated far more time and effort than I have, after researching the event, reading about it online or in books, or going to see people give presentations, you know, speakers who, you know, don't believe in the official story, all this kind of added up to me just wanting to do something about it myself, just as any concerned citizen would do. You know, if you're somewhere, you know, you want your voice to be heard, you want to believe that you live in some semblance of a democracy, it was just a case of putting my money where my mouth is.
Well, if you see something, say something, but it's like this airline pilot sees that the airports are wide open for everybody but the pilots and passengers. He puts out a video. They raid his house. Now there's going to be a congressional investigation. Now the feds are backing off the pilot's courage. We learn they only want us not trusting each other and spying on each other. They don't want us seeing buildings blown up in front of us to use our own common sense. But to use the football analogy, which I use a lot, not just when I have a two-time Super Bowl champ on with me, I can clearly say now that they were winning 9 years ago. About 3 years ago, we began to fight back and started to turn the tide. But I have to say, 9/11 Truth wasn't winning until about the last year or so, and now this buildingwhat.org campaign, I think, has really been a game changer. Mark, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's, you know, it's had a definite impact. And that's the reason why the people involved chose to continue, because they could see the effect that it was having. They were certainly getting bang for their buck, and they were accomplishing what they originally set out to do, which was to have this demolition shown on TV. I believe on the day of September 11th, it was shown once and never shown again. So it's just a case of getting it out there and educating the public. You know, people who have not seen this building go down, some who are not even aware of it, can now look back on it with a different perspective, with maybe a little bit less emotion clouding their judgment. Now that they're a little bit removed from that day and can respond and view something more with logic and less with just gut reaction, maybe people will be a little bit more willing to open their eyes.
Well, here's the $64 million question. I want to throw it to you, Mark, and then, of course, to the engineer, Tony, who's here with us. But not just their overall agenda of global militarism and takeover that they've gotten through this staged event that Operation Northwoods previously discussed, where the Pentagon lays out why they want to stage big attacks on the homeland to be blamed on foreign enemies. If we don't expose the favorite tool of tyrants, false flag terror, that Hitler used in 33 to really become a dictator, firebombing his own Reichstag, if we don't expose this, the system's going to do more in the future. I mean, they're not going to stop unless we break their stranglehold on this issue.
Well, that's true. I mean, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And when you have people who, they have the military hegemony that the U.S. has now throughout the world, when you have ownership of the corporate media and you can control the message and censor any information that might come out, then that's what you will get. You will have democracy being subverted. It is up to people like those in New York, in NYC CAN, and all the groups, like I said, firefighters, pilots, architects, and engineers from 9/11 Truth. It is up to those people to be involved in truly what is a citizens' movement. I'm proud to be involved because it's a grassroots movement. I empathize with the people that had family members die that day. That could have been any one of us. Those people were just victims of circumstance, and now their family members are left with a bunch of unanswered questions. That could be any one of us. If any one of us was in that situation, we would be doing the same thing. Some people were, in a sense, bought off by the settlement money that was paid out to the remaining family members. But there's a small percentage that was not. They've continued to fight and to push this issue because they don't want to let it go because they know that they're being lied to. So it's just, like I said, I'm happy to be a part of it. Sometimes I get the attitude from people that, hey, he's just an ex-football player. What does he know? And I tell people, fine, don't believe me, don't listen to me, because there are people far more educated in this area than I am who have every bit as much, if not more, skepticism than I do. If you don't want to believe me just because I'm a guy that used to play football, that's fine.
Yeah, what about the former German defense minister, the former head of German intelligence, the former Italian president? What about all these thousands of architects and engineers? What about all the police and firemen I've talked to and medics who heard the Building 7 countdown? What about the police on video saying, get back, they're going to blow up 7? I mean, it's all right there in front of us. And then you get into all of the other evidence. That's why this Building What campaign is so important, buildingwhat.org. We've got it up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. But before we go back to that, I want to play the original Building What ad. And this all started because they were trying to go to the city of New York to have a ballot initiative for a new investigation there at the city level of 9/11, and their petitions got thrown out. And the judge said, building what, when they brought up Building 7. So that was the genesis of the Building What campaign. Here is the public service announcement with family members of 9/11 victims. Here it is.
I lost my son.
My uncle.
My son.
On September 11th, 2001.
Most people don't know that a third tower fell on September 11th.
World Trade Center 7, 47-story skyscraper.
skyscraper was not hit by a plane.
Although the official explanation is that fire brought down Building 7,
over 1,200 architects and engineers have looked into the evidence
and believe there is more to the story.
Bring justice to my son,
my uncle,
my nephew,
my son,
and thousands of others who died on September 11th.
Go to buildingwhat.org.
buildingwhat.org, and Mark Stepnosky is going to give $10,000 to this. He hopes that you will match him. I know that I'm going to give a donation today, and again, I get nothing from this except the truth and a future for my children. Mark doesn't. All of this is going for these TV ads. I hope you will give generously, because we have seen a huge effect, because this is very effective. At first, it shows Building 7 falling, something most people haven't seen. The media never wanted to cover it then or afterwards. I mean, you never hear about Building 7 in the media. But it also shows victims. Now, I've had some of the heads of the biggest 9/11 victims' families on the show. I'll get them on about other issues with 9/11. And in every case, I say, what percentage of your group believe it's an inside job? And they say more than half. And I've been on the streets and had firemen and police shake my hand, the majority of them. I've had commanders salute me when I've been down there. The cops know, the firemen know, they know. They're not stupid. They know that they were told the air was safe to breathe, and internally the EPA knew how deadly it was. I mean, they've been fighting for 9 years to block health care for the people down there. It's incredible. Going back to the mechanical engineer, Tony Zambodi. Tony, other points you want to add or that you want to put out here today for listeners?
Well, I just wanted to say, I wanted to repeat what I said on Gerardo's show, that there's an absolute proof. You know, I tend to try to follow, and I think what the Building What campaign is doing is, you know, the KISS principle, keep it simple and straightforward. And Building 7 does that. And like I said on Geraldo, it's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. I can't stress that enough. For that building to go into freefall acceleration in a natural way. For eight stories, eight 13-foot tall stories, or 105 feet. Because when columns, in a natural collapse, columns would have to buckle. And when columns buckle, there's a minimum resistance. It's what we call asymptotic. You guys probably saw this in school. It's when the curve comes down and never drops down to the x-axis in an x-y graph. And in this case, the buckling resistance is significant. It's not even near zero. It's 10 to 25% of the intact strength. So what I want to say there, it's not just 10 to 25% of the resistance because you have a factor of safety. The columns in Building 7 were anywhere from 3 to 5 was the factor of safety. In other words, they could support a load above them that was 300 to 500% greater than what they actually had on them. So when I say it retained 10 to 25% of its intact strength, that means even if they were buckling, completely scissored, folded, they could still support a load that was 30 to 75% of the load that was on them. That means it can never go to free fall. It's completely impossible.
So let's say one level did buckle. It wouldn't have been symmetrical, A. B, you would have had it collapsing in chunks. It would have taken time for each floor to collapse. And there's another area that I know you can quantify. I forget the exact term they use, but the pile was too short. These things had been blown in to manageable sections, just like a controlled demolition.
Well,
you didn't have
people, yeah. Right. A lot of people say that. But what NIST tries to say is that they had an internal failure on the east side. The east penthouse went down. And that internal collapse progressed from east to west completely. And then all of a sudden, the entire exterior shell, which was standing on its own prior to that, comes down in free fall. Well, that's impossible because they try to say, Alex, that it's a multi-story buckle. That's very, very unlikely to have happened with that complete sheet because those column connections on the outside columns were moment resisting. The whole face is not going to buckle. And in addition to that, well, if the east side was coming down inside and the outside and the whole thing came down, why wouldn't the east side perimeter come down before the west side? Why wait till the whole building, the whole interior was down before the whole building to come down? That's not what happened. What really happened, find that east penthouse came down a little. That was dropped for some reason. But then the whole interior was dropped just a split second. And you watch the top, the HVAC area, the parapet, up on top, the heat exchangers, that area just dips in the middle. It's a little past the middle of the building. Then the whole exterior drops. It goes into a sudden collapse.
Well, sir, from structural engineers I've talked to, and then I've seen the Las Vegas implosions, with that design of a building, you want to blow the central columns first so that when you blow the others, it doesn't fall out and damage other buildings.
That's right. You want to lean it to the center so it drags in. It just puts a little force on the outside, pulls it inward a little bit so that everything comes down with a little bit of an inward pull and then comes straight down. That's exactly why it's done. What you just said is exactly why it's done.
Beautiful job. Beautiful job.
It was, in fact, the largest classical or traditional controlled demolition in history, Building 7.
Yeah, I mean, it was a masterpiece. They tried to blow up the Intel building here in Austin. It was a modern building they never finished because Intel had financial problems. They built it in 99, blew it up just a few years ago, and they failed. Mark, I mean, again, it's hidden in plain view, Mark.
Yeah, I'd like to get back to something that Tony said about just keeping it simple. There's never been a building collapse due to fire, ever. You know, when you look at what NIST is trying to say and you know, everything else, they're trying to get people to accept an impossibility. It's physically impossible. You know, Tony can back me up on this, I'm sure, with a much more educated opinion, but diesel fires that we're burning in Building 7 are carbon-based fires. And carbon-based fires cannot get hot enough to melt steel. It's physically impossible.
You're absolutely right, Mark. Stay there. Final segment. Man, this hour has gone fast. Folks, be part of this history-making event. Join the team for liberty and the truth. Donate at buildingwhat.org. I'm Alex Jones at InfoWars.com. We'll be back with Mark Stepnoski and others.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued. So I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Segment We've had so many guests on today. Coming up, when we go into retransmission, it's Webster Tarpley, Phil Berg, Mike Adams, Porter Stansberry, Mark Stepnoski, and Tony Zambodi, engineer. You got cut off by the break. You had another point you wanted to make, Mark, about the magic bullet.
Well, yeah, just as far as, you know, being told to believe a physical impossibility, you know, the linchpin, I'm glad you brought up the Kennedy assassination, because the linchpin of that argument is the magic bullet theory. And that's an absurd theory. A bullet cannot behave the way that bullet was described to behave. So, you know, if you're going to believe the official story of the Kennedy assassination, you're asked to believe a physical impossibility. And the same thing holds true for Building 7 and 9/11 in general. You know, a steel building has never collapsed from fire. If you go online, you can see examples of other buildings in different countries throughout the world that have burned for hours and hours and not come down. That's why they build buildings out of steel. That's why your fireplace is made out of steel, because you put wood in there. Wood is a carbon-based fire, and it can't get hot enough to burn steel. So to be told that this building just got hot enough from, you know, diesel fires and collapsed, it is a modern-day magic bullet theory. It's like the magic building theory. You know,
ooh, I love that, the magic building theory.
Asked to believe that this thing came down, but in reality, you know, whether it's jet fuel or wood or anything that was burning in that building, diesel, fuel, that's a carbon-based fire, and it cannot get hot enough to melt steel. It's just impossible.
Let me back you up on that a minute, Mark, for
sure.
A second, if you would. The reason a lot of people say, when you tell people fire can't melt steel, a lot of people don't understand why. And there's scientifically, I just want to say real quick why. You can melt steel in a blast furnace, but that's because you have pure oxygen. A pure oxygen environment allows you to get to 3,000 degrees centigrade. But you're only, the byproducts are carbon, it's water, and I think carbon dioxide molecule or monoxide. You're only heating up two additional molecules, which takes energy if you have to heat them up. In air, you have one-third of the oxygen you would normally have, or a little less, actually. And then you also have to heat up several molecules of nitrogen when you have a fire, a diffuse flame.
Yeah, but everybody knows their stove doesn't melt when they cook stuff, and those flames are blue.
I'm trying to explain why. You can only get to 1,000 degrees centigrade or 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit because you don't have as much oxygen, and you have to heat up these other molecules, and it's three times more. And that's why you can only get one-third of the temperature outside of a blast furnace. And that's why you can't melt steel, because it doesn't start to melt till about 28 degrees, 100 degrees Fahrenheit, or 1,500 centigrade. And you can't get hotter than 1,000 degrees centigrade or 1,800 Fahrenheit with any hydrocarbon fire.
Tony, I hate to interrupt you. We're going to have to do, I guess, 5 minutes of overdrive. I'll let you both go at five after. We're about to end the official show, but most stations carry this next hour, but I'm only going to do 5 minutes into overdrive like I did yesterday. Because I do want to spend some time, but I want you to be able to go back, both of you, on the science of this in the next little segment. But now I just want to give the website out. It's buildingwhat.org. And I know I'm putting you on the spot, Tony. Is there a phone number for folks that can't give online?
I don't know of one right off, Alex. I can find that out.
Well, there's probably one on the website. I should have asked you that before both of you guys came on. But Mark Stepnoski and Tony Zambodi, can both of you stay five more minutes?
Sure.
Okay, fantastic. Because I don't want to cut you off the middle of your science. I want to be able to also ask Mark about his view of the TSA, because that's extension of 9/11. And then I asked him if he knew about Matalib and the staged event. Of course he did. So informed. Back in 60 seconds. Stay with us. Final segment straight ahead.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. A very well